You can argue that the company D.H. Griffin started as a teenager has changed the face of the South over the past 55 years. He did this by tearing things down, big things like skyscrapers, factories, and stadiums. He runs D.H. Griffin Wrecking Company of Greensboro, one of the world's largest demolition contractors. Despite his success, D.H. Griffin, humble and modest, rarely gives interviews. But he agreed to speak at length with Catherine Carlock of the Triad Business Journal. She joins me now. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Justin.
Okay, so you note that D.H. Griffin Companies has done some 25,000 projects in the past 56 years. Mm-hmm. What are some that people know best?
Well, they imploded Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. They imploded Synergy Field in Cincinnati, Ohio. They imploded Burlington Industries, that headquarters in Greensboro, where the shops at Friendly Center are now. Their client list includes some of the largest companies in the world, BMW, Google, Walmart, Walt Disney World. It really is very expansive.
So what's the project that they're really known best for?
Well, perhaps the one that shone the national spotlight on them was they were the lead demolition contractor for the cleanup of the Ground Zero and in the days after the World Trade Center terrorist attack. They removed 1.7 million tons of debris and got that project done 9 months earlier than the city of New York had anticipated.
That's a lot of really big projects.
Yeah.
But D.H. Griffin had a really modest start. How did he get into the demolition business?
D.H. Griffin was a 19-year-old employee at Lorillard Tobacco Company. He had actually left high school at age 16. He got his start when his wife's brother said, "Hey, I just bought this old church off Battleground Avenue in Greensboro. I want you to help me tear it down." He tore it down by hand, straightened the nails out himself, and used that lumber to build his first marriage home for himself and his wife.
That's a great story. So you write that D.H. actually saw opportunity where other people only saw junk. So give us some insight into a couple of tactics he used to grow this company.
Well, almost immediately after tearing down this church, he got started thinking, hey, there's something into this whole recycling and reusing kind of business.
And this is in the late 50s.
Yes, this is 1959. He caught the attention of the city of Greensboro, which sold him a license for $5. And he underbid all of his competition and tore down an apartment complex outside of downtown Greensboro. Now, he ended up repurposing some of the metal from that apartment complex to make clothesline posts, of all things, because late 1950s, only really wealthy people were using dryers. So he drove around, sold clothesline posts to people, and got started thinking, hey, this could be really profitable.
Okay. That's a pretty modest start, but it's a savvy businessman. How big is this company now?
They have 16 offices across 8 states in the South. They bring in about $300 million in annual revenues and have 1,000 employees.
What would you say is one of the most surprising elements of his vision and success that you got from talking to him?
Well, implosion and demolition is very big, very loud, but DH has spent a lifetime very quietly acquiring large tracts of land, very strategic land holdings that have put him at the center of some really significant deals in this region and in this state. Two of the biggest projects he's involved in are he is part of a group that is putting together a more than 500-acre business park in High Point that actually caught the attention of Ralph Lauren Corp, as the Business Journal reported, that they had been eyeing that for a potential distribution facility. He's also the co-owner of a mega site in Chatham and Randolph counties that's about 1,800 acres and is being billed as one of North Carolina's best chances to potentially host an automobile manufacturer.
So he's had incredible success. And for a guy who's gone from a sharecropper son to a multimillionaire businessman with all these businesses, you couldn't really get him to brag on himself. But his son, David, who helps him run these companies, who actually did the 9/11 cleanup, he doesn't have any problem bragging about his dad, does he?
No. David actually grew up in the company. He's 45 now. His sisters, Benita and Melody, also help run this business. It's a true family-owned business. He is the sharpest business guy they know. And they say if they had to pick a dad, they couldn't have picked a better dad than D.H.
So he's 75 years old now. Mm-hmm. Any sense that he's slowing down?
D.H. still works about 70 hours a week. He's at work every day by at least 5 a.m. But I don't get any sense that he's slowing down. He's constantly thinking about the next project and really just always keeps his eyes ahead.
Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
To read Catherine Carlock's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.